Seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى ابن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, it is interesting to know that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the testamentary trustee and he was the seventh divinely appointed successor, vice-regent, Imam of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. It is interesting, but we find in the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam that he went through great ordeals, difficulties, trials, tribulations, troublesome afflictions, and it was not limited to these. Matter of fact, Imam al-Kazim was held hostage in prisons. He was put through pain and torture, and it can be said that he was very much like the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, in his devotions, his piety, and his asceticism. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام ثلاثة يستظلون بظل عرش الله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله: رجل زوج أخاه المسلم أو أخدمه أو كتم له سرا.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, there are three types of people who will be shaded by Allah's throne on the day when no shade will avail apart from it. The one who arranged the marriage of a fellow Muslim brother, or served him in some way, or concealed his Muslim brother's faults.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. In the beautiful dialogues and conversations of the divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence has ordered His companions and His followers to show affection to one another. And he has ordered his companions to harmonize with one another and ultimately to visit one another. And then he continues and he says that because visiting one another, it brings about love among companions and friends and fellow believers. It spreads affection and it leads to a great reward from Allah. So along these regards, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam says, whoever visits his believing brother for Allah, not for other than Allah, and they visit their believing brother to seek through that individual a reward from Allah, Allah entrusts that individual who goes to visit his believing brother with 70,000 angels from the time when he leaves his house to visit the individual till the time he returns to his house. And not only do these 70,000 angels come and are entrusted by Allah to this individual who goes and visits their believing brother or sister, they call out, "You are happy, prosperous, and the garden is happy and satisfied with you. You will abide in a house in the garden." And of course, the greatest of gardens, the ever-living garden. You know, it's unfortunate, but sometimes we decide to not visit one another, especially in the fast-paced world in which we live in. But we should try our best to visit our fellow brothers and sisters, and we should do so for the sake of Allah. And this is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
You may ask how Imam alayhi salam was at a time whereby people were very much obsessed with superficial, outward practices. And that's why there was a lady by the name of Shutaita, or Shatita. Today, her shrine is in Nishapur, in Iran. You'll find her shrine. What is her story? Her story is that she came to a man by the name of Abu Ja'far al-Naysaburi. He was collecting the wealth and the khums and the huquq al-shara'iyya to go to give to Imam al-Sadiq. People came to him, 10,000 dirhams, 1,000 dinars. They all gave him what is required. Yet this lady by the name of Shutaita came forward. She gave him one dirham, which was meager, which was very much irrelevant and quite small. When he looked at her, he looked at the dirham, he belittled it. She said to him, "Inna Allah la yastahi min al-haq." Surely Allah is not embarrassed or ashamed from the truth. Take it. It's small, but that's all I can give. The man takes it and goes to visit Imam al-Sadiq. Yet he hears that Imam al-Sadiq has passed away and has been martyred. He seeks and looks for the representative of the Imam. So this man, Abu Ja'far, when he comes to Medina, he asks, they say to him, "Go to the house of Musa ibn Ja'far. He is the Imam after the six holy representative of Hujjatullah ala al-Ard." He goes, he knocks on the door, he meets the Imam. He says to him, "Yabna Rasulullah, I am from the city of Naysabur and I've come with all this money. There's 10,000 from this particular person." Imam says to him, "I don't want that 10,000. Neither do I want 1,000. Give me the one dirham from Shutaita. Give me that one dirham." This man is amazed. Imam says to him, "Inna Allah la yastahi min al-haq." Allah is not embarrassed from the truth. When he gives him this dirham, Imam Salamullah alayh says to him, "Give this amount of money to this lady, Shutaita, and say to her that from now on you are not to work. I have guaranteed your sustenance from now on until you pass away. You also to give her this piece of white cloth, this kafan. One narration says that the Imam said to him, this kafan has been prepared from the cotton that was extracted from the farms belonging to my mother Fatima al-Zahra. Take this and give it to her.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.